This is Ted Kennedy. The National Institutes of Health have agreed to study the disturbing reports of a link between nuclear power plants and the incidence of cancer. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, I know you're a nuclear power freak, but even you have to be concerned about the reports in recent years of unusually high rates of cancer in communities near nuclear power plants. Now, in response to a request I made for an impartial analysis of the evidence, the highly respected National Institutes of Health have decided it's time to get to the bottom of these reports. People living next to nuclear power plants, and there are over 100 plants across the country, are legitimately concerned that the plants are allowed to operate with poor management, weak safety records, and the ever-present danger of low-level radiation. It's time you stopped cheerleading for the nuclear industry, Al, and stood up just once for public health and safety.
Well, there you go again, Ted. You've requested a study, but you're already predicting the results. This study will prove what literally hundreds of other responsible scientific studies have shown around the world, that there is simply no credible evidence that nuclear power plants are causing cancer in persons in the areas around these facilities. You are really just peddling fear, Ted. These plants provide safe, economic, and efficient power. Nearly 20% of the electricity generated in this country comes from nuclear power. When it comes to ensuring safety, Ted, why don't you join me in moving the Price-Anderson bill through the Senate? In the highly unlikely event of a serious accident, this legislation would make some $7 billion available to those damaged. But you and your left-wing buddies are bottling this one up. Let's quit focusing on another stack of studies and fear and deal with fact and truth, Ted. Price-Anderson is very important. Help us out. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the importance of cracking down on union violence. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.